Good evening, everybody. All okay? You had a good day, everybody? Yeah, it was fine? Yeah, it was all okay?
Reasonable.
Sometimes it could be worse.
Yeah.
You could have, okay, good. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're up to Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes. We're continuing with halachas of Al Mi Mezamnin, Al Mi Mezamnin. We'll be discussing the halachas of who is eligible for Zimun, who is allowed to count for the three people doing Zimun. They are very different than the halachas of Minyan. They are different. It's not identical halachas. And we'll be seeing a lot of interesting ones tonight. I mean, it's Hashem. So we learned yesterday about the Nama Oretz. We spoke about Kusim. And tonight we'll be discussing going proper and others as well. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says.
Can three women separate?
We'll speak about that. That's one of the hot topics. We'll speak about that. Okay. Hopefully we'll get there tonight. Yeah, we should certainly be able to get there tonight. Yeah. What about three children? Three boys? Pre-bar mitzvah? No? Pre-bar mitzvah, no? Sfadim? Yeah, two bar, yeah. 9-year-old? Yeah, 3 9-year-olds? So what about, and then three women? Three women, what's going to be a lot of three women? You can? Let us see what Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, we'll get there tonight. Mitzvah Hashem. Siv Dalet, Oyvik Echovim, Em Mizamin Olov. A goy cannot be counted as Zimun. Ve'afilu Ger Shem Alveloi. Tavad the Chiddush, I suppose, is this part of the Shulchan Aruch. Even if a Ger had, we know that a Ger needs two conditions. He needs to have a Bris Mila, and then to have a Tvila. Mal Ve'Tovar, as the Gemara says. He needs to have a Tvila and a Bris Mila. So he says, Afilu Ger Shem Mal Veloi Tovar. Even a ger who has started a gerus process, which means that he has done a mila, he has had a bris mila, veloy tovala, but he hadn't had his tvila yet, nevertheless, ein mezamnin olav. You could argue he started his gerus process, he's not a proper goy anymore, he's partially a yid, you could argue that nevertheless, as long as he didn't do both the bris mila and the tvila, he needs to have both in order that he can join for Zimun. But obviously somebody who's a geir, once he's completed the geir's process and is a complete geir, then of course, mezamnilov, he can join. He can also continue, obviously, to bench the regular nusach of benching. But loyman, he can even say, that you've given us the inheritance lavosinu to our forefathers. Now, the chiddush of that is that, physically speaking, avosinu's forefathers are not really his forefathers. A geir's forefathers are not Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So how could he really say La'avoseinu if it's not physically his forefathers? The Mishneh Berurah says the reason is, what would you say the reason is?
Maybe his neshama was there.
Yeah, the neshama was there. I mean, it's very interesting that if you speak to people who are involved in with Geirim, they will very often identify, especially in today's generation, very, very, very frequently, Geirim have some Jewish roots, which are luckily not considered Jewish roots, but like from the paternal side, or from they are somehow connected to Jewish families. It's very common. It's very, very common. But having said, so what do you say, the neshamas. Yeah, so well, the Mishneh Berurah says the following reason. Earlier with regards to Ger, it says, a Ger is only considered a proper Ger once he's done the Bris Mila and the Tvila. And once he has done the whole Ger's process, he can be Moitzi others as well. There's no issue whatsoever. A Ger can be Moitzi others, no issue whatsoever. He can do that. Siv Katan Zayin tells us why he can say La'avoseinu. The reason, Lefish Avraham Nitno Ha'oretz Moirosha, since to Avraham the land was given as inheritance. Ve'Avraham Nikra, and Avraham is called Av, the father, Hamoin Goyim of all the nations, of all the people of the nations. So that implies that that Avraham is the forefather to all the Gerim. Hence, again, normally it's called Ben Avraham, and it doesn't have to be, but generally they're called Ben Avraham, because Avraham is considered the father of all the Geir, was himself a Geir, halachically speaking, so therefore he's considered, because obviously then Before that was all, they were all included in Shabbat Mitzvah Bnei Noach. They were Bnei Noach, they kept Shabbat Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Avraham was Hikir as Boiroi to a completely different level. He was the first real Yid. Noach, from the older generations, from Noach until Avraham, they were not proper Yidden. Hence, Shabbat Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and not old pre-Avraham. And Avraham was the first real Yid, and therefore we consider him the first Avlam and Goyim, but to an additional level. So therefore, even a person who becomes a Ger now is really attached and is like a son, as it were, to Avraham. Not on a physical level, but in a Ruchnistic level, he's a son of Avraham. That's why they're called Ben Avraham. And therefore, we can say that there's no shahar about Yichas at all. Yeah.
Since Sif Dal is talking about non-Jews, I don't know if we preempt anything, but in this simon, do we talk about a Nev Knani? I haven't come across that.
Yeah, it would be. Avodim has mentioned in Sivov.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it a question? Yeah, okay. The Mishnah Berurah earlier says as well that there is no shaila with regards to a geyer being a shliach tzibur and davening and saying Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Avoseinu. There's no shaila geyer can say that. There's no problem with it because he's a son of Avraham, Amon Lo Goyim. Avraham, which is Av Amon Goyim. See if hey, Oinein Chalila. Somebody is an Oinein, which means that he has just lost a very close relative. Now, if he's bechoil on weekdays, she'll potum melevoich. An oinim we know is exempt from making brachas. So oinim bechoil, an oinim on weekdays, she'll potum melevoich is exempt from making brachas. Ein mezam nolov is not included then in zimun. So he's got a person. He's a meisoy mutalefonov. He's before burial, and he's got he needs to make a bracha, and if you've got three of them, they will not make a zimun at all. Because they don't need to make brachas in the oinen state. Even if one is an oinen and two are not oinenim, they will still, he doesn't add for zimun. Sivav. Right, so Sivav is going to be discussing some of the very important shailas. Noshim, women. Ve'avodim, and slaves. Uktanim, and children. Ein mezamnin aleihem. Women, slaves, children, don't count for zibun. Aval, but mezamnin le'atzvon, they are allowed to do zimun amongst each other. Meaning, Noshev, Avodim, and Ketanim, they're allowed to do zimun amongst each other, but they're not allowed to join for another zimun. V'loy isehei chaburo, there should not be, however, a chaburo group. Shal Noshev, v'avodim, uketanim, mizamnin yachad. What you're not allowed to is Noshev, Avodim, and Ketanim having a group together. That can't work. You can't have slaves and women together. That's not going to work. Why? Mishum pritzusa da avodim, because avodim are well known to be lacking tznius. If you start avodim and women doing zimun together, that's not going to be tzniusik. That's not going to be nice. Therefore, that whilst avodim are allowed to make their own zimun and noshim are allowed to make their own zimun, you can't have two and one of each. That's not going to work. You can't do that because pritzusa da avodim are established and are well known to be poets. Elo, however, what can be done is noshim nizam, noshim la'atzmon. Women, three women on their own, they're allowed to do zimun. Ve'avodim la'atzmon, and three slaves allowed to do zimun on their own as well. That's fine. Ubelvat, however, shelo yizamnu b'shem, they're not allowed to do zimun with the name of Hashem if there's more than 10. So all three need to be addressed individually. Let's start with noshim. So we're learning that noshim cannot join for zimun. Two men, one woman, you can't do a zimun. You can't. A woman doesn't add for zimun. However, three women independently, they can do zimun. Make sure not to join an eved and make sure not to join it. But three women on their own can do zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Have you ever seen that? Three women? You have seen it?
I've seen it.
Gates Etzem. Oh. Gates Etzem. You ever seen it to Gates Etzem? So in Gate Tzem is well known. Now, I don't know if it's true. People say that about Gate Tzem. I forgot to check. I think nowadays for sure they don't. No, it's the old Tzem. It's old Tzem. The old Tzem has that rumor that girls do or did. And I remember I checked with my shviger who went to Gate Tzem many, 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 many years ago. And I remember asking it, and I forgot what she answered. I should check again. Linnea, I'll check when I get home. A few years ago. Okay. Okay, so I think, if I'm not mistaken, they certainly don't do any more. But there's definitely that rumor about Gate Tzem. So the truth is, we have to, let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Sifkoten Yud Gimel tells us, Avol Mizamnin La'atzmon Rishus. There is a reshus. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you've got three avodim or three noshim, it's not an obligation. They're reshus. They're allowed, they're entitled to do zim on their own. It doesn't say they have to, like by men. They're entitled reshus. Right. And that is referring to anoshim v'avodim. That's referring to slaves and women. V'loya k'tanim is not referring to children. The k'tanim labne mitzvaninu loyma shizam l'atzim. We'll speak about that in a minute. Women, let's address women. Women, before we go to children, women. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a reshus. If you look in Be'alocha, just to make things even more complex and more confusing, you look at Be'alocha on the side, it says, Noshim Ezam Nelatzim Reshus, Das Hagob, if you already quotes the Vilna Gaon, Shoike Kerosh V'Talmid Rabbeinu Yoino, that the Gaon Paskins like the Rosh and Talmid Rabbeinu Yoino, Shenoshim Ezam Nelatzim Reshus, Chayv! That if you've got three women who are eating their own, there's a proper obligation for them to do zimun. Obligation. But that's not the meaning of the world. So the Bialocha says, it's true that the Vilna Gaon says three women must bench, but they must bench zimun, but Bialocha already points out it's not the meaning. So, very good. So what the Bialocha seems to be understanding is that we don't pass like the Vilna Gaon and Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. And that's indeed what the Mishnah Berurah says in the Mishnah Berurah itself. Mishnah Berurah says that it's Rishus. Once you understand that it's Rishus as opposed to Chayva, you can hear that it's not the Minig. It needs to be understood though. It needs to be understood. Why is it that the Minig is not like that? And to make things even a bit more harsh is the fact that what happens if you've got, if you've got a group of men and ladies, say you have a whole group of men and ladies, and then men, everybody eats, you eat, a large family, whatever it may be, you've got well over zimun, you've got more than three men, quite a few women, and then the men go. Let's say they finish shalosh shudas, they finish in shul, just as an example. And there was certainly an obligation of zimun at one point, and the men now went to shul, to finish off the shalashudas, then they're going to bench over there. To remaining ladies, it's a bit of a shaila. That's mamash a shaila. Why is that a shaila? Because there, it could very well be to have a chiyuv. It's very different. If you've got three ladies only, who ate together, so there you could say the minig is not, whatever, the minig is not, and we'll speak about that, but that itself is a bit of a question. But in that case that I'm mentioning now, it's even worse. Because here, according to all opinions, there was once an obligation of Zimun. It was certainly once an obligation of the Zimun. And now not to do the Zimun is quite a cooler.
Can the ladies at a table with those three men are doing Zimun, can they answer?
They must.
They must.
They must, because they've got a chiyuv Zimun.
No, sorry, but I'm saying the men are there.
Yeah, men, they must.
And they know when people, yeah, women have to.
They must. They must. We'll speak about that as well. Rabbi Sai, there is no sufficiently clear answer in the poskim. It is clear already. The Chavos Yoyer mentions in Sefer, that's really a couple of hundred years ago, Ma'aseh the Chavos Yoyer, he writes where the meaning is that women, he don't understand why, but women don't bench Zimun. So it seems to be a very, very long established minhag that women don't do Zimun. But the question remains a bit, it's a bit of an enigma, it's a bit of a mystery, why Taka? Why Taka? If you've got a group of ladies, Taka Sem is a good example, or occasionally be a different circumstances, you've got three, Why don't they bench Mizuman? It remains a bit of a question. I don't have a clear answer to that. But it's clear that that's the minik. It's clear that's the minik. Yeah.
In some, there'll be a whole load of girls, though.
Yeah, but you could table-wise do it. They could do a group of 10 or
but
whatever.
So with 10, they come to Elokeinu.
Yeah, okay, so leave out the Elokeinu. But they just up.
Yeah.
They could do without Elokeinu. They could do as groups. It remains a bit of a question. Why not? I don't have a good shot. Yeah.
So just to be, the mice just be clear. So at the Shabbos table,
they should respond, and we'll speak about that a bit more. They should respond. Yeah.
So there's no problems of sneers or anything.
No, as long as it's no.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the same before you saying it was a rishus, but. Where there is a
what, yeah, exactly, precisely.
Yeah,
precisely. Yeah. There's a chiyuv. Yeah. So that's with regards to women, and the question remains a bit: why if there's few ladies sitting together, why don't somebody? Remains a bit of a question, but that's certainly the minhag. And as the Gemara says, in Psochim, in Einu Neviim, Hainden, Pnei Neviim, Hain. Kaisel does something and it's a recorded and established minik, then it's definitely that's the way to do it. No doubt about it. Established. Okay, I may have mentioned once the shaila of, did I mention once the tuna, can shaila that I heard from Rabbi Levi Zichron Levoche? Did I mention that once?
Yeah.
I did mention it once. Yeah, so that's Mama Shaila. Can you just remind those of us who, and now let me explain to you why potentially. So that was the minhag. It was a minhag that was done in public to open up those specific fish. What was it on Shalosh Shutas that Chassidim eat? Was the Esnan? It was the sardines. I don't know what that. Rupreish, Meister Rupreish. They used to open those old fashioned. I think they're the ones that.
No,
that's what
pull.
I've got. I think.
Now you pull.
Okay, I don't exactly know the details. Okay, the aside is that they used to have by the tish. Rabbi Feingold, which ones did they used to open? Like in Fiyad Gedoyres, which ones was it?
Sardines.
Which ones was it? We had the opening. Do you know? Fad Melchume.
Yeah,
but something can, something like that. So he said that for sure they. So somebody told him that there's various reasons why you can't open them because of mechatech, because of or various reasons. Then. Rubash was a person, he was not genuinely such a well-known maker. He was not like a Welt maker, but he said, with confidence I can tell you it's mutter to do it. Because it was done all the generations. The Rebbes used to do it, my father used to, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, all used to do it. And that's for sure that it's mutter. Now you want to ask why? Okay, let's sit down with the Shulchan Aruch and let's try to work out why. But it's definitely it's a fact. You know, you can't reinvent the wheel and be mechadish new zach. We saw the Mishnah in many places. It also Mishnah often says if something is a well-established minik, that's the way you go.
What lashon?
Yeah, very interesting. I actually saw the post today. I saw that. Yes, the nusach is Rabbi Yisai Mivon Benchen. Yeah. Can't say Rabbitson Mivon Benchen. So, the Nusach is identical. It's very interesting. I saw that brought down.
So, can it work the other way around? Just for the example I gave, where the women don't answer, and it's been like this from generating, you can remember, I can't remember anyone in my family where the women will respond in the Zimmer.
Yeah.
So could you say that?
The answer in principle, yes. In principle, you're right. The question is only as follows. Always when it comes to a minig, one has to identify if it's really, sometimes it was just ignorant people. Sometimes it was such a thing as ignorance. And if it's ignorance, that's not a raya. People sometimes didn't know any better. And like I heard once from a Rav, he gave a shiur on Boiro. And then one of the people said, this Rav is talking absolute shtosim. Because I know very clearly that my father used to, proper Boiro, deraisa. He said, my father used to, your father was actually Michal Shabbos. And I was like, yep, my father used to do it. So you all know what we're talking about. But you're right, in principle, sometimes there is established kulos in Kedar Yisrael. And the question is only one is to always make 100% sure that those people who make kill were generally people who are Talmidei Chachamim. But you're right. I mean, it goes so much that that is a fascinating story. In the Maharil brings down a Maaseh that there was a Yid, and that's not even a Kula. That's even a slight different thing. That the Maharil said it was a Chazan. The Maharil brings down there was a Chazan who changed the Nusach once on Yom Kippur. He had a beautiful voice, and he changed the Nusach on Yom Kippur. They sang a certain tune on Yom Kippur. And that was Mo'er, the people's Kavona. It was a tune that people, he sang for many years. They sang that tune on Yom Kippur. And then the Chazan, who had a beautiful voice, he wants to change the Niggin a bit. He wants to change the Niggin. And the Maril says, Lo'ov Ashnosoi. He died that very year. He died that very year because he changed something which was established Mesoira and established Minik. You don't chip Minhogim. If it's a Kula, it's a Chum, whatever it is, you don't chip. The Kala Yisrael has got very well established Minhogim. So, but in principle, yes, you're right. If there's a well, if something is clear and is established that there's a certain colors. They don't let them say in the sukkah. Yeah. No, I hear it has to be. It sounds especially. It sounds they've got mamash. They've got deres of minhogim and everything is mamash goes back to the Divrei Chaim. Sometimes yes, one has to sit down and try to understand where does that come from and what is it. But him ainu nevim, him ainu nevim.
The women's lib, they want to do things on their own.
Yeah.
Equality.
Yeah. It's hashechem. So that's with regards to Noshim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Pitzusa da Avodim, Shachashudim al Aznus v'Amishk v'Zocha. So if someone has got a further explanation about this, about Noshim, I'd be very interested to hear. Yeah, but Mishnah Berurah says they've gotten Pitzusa da Avodim. So women with Avodim, that's not a good Shedech at all. Shachashudim al Aznus v'Amishk v'Zocha. There's always an intrinsic lack of tznius when it comes to Avodim. And therefore, you can't have one Eved with two Noshim or two Avodim with one Noshim. It's not. Goes even further. That even if you've got three Avodim, don't have the women benching together. Even three Avodim plus Noshim, that's a Pritzusa. Now, with regards to Ketanim, that's a Shaila which needs to be addressed as well. Ketanim, what about Ketanim? Ketanim, boys, why boys before Bar Mitzvah? What's wrong with doing Zimun? No, three boys. Pardon? Not mature enough. Now, why attack it not? Because of... So, the Mishnah Berurah says... Oh, one second, very good. So, let me just... I didn't clarify this. So, if you look at... Very good. I need to be medayik Shulchan Aruch over here. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Noshim v'avodim mektanim ein mezamin aleihem. It says, Noshim v'avodim mektanim ein mezamin aleihem. But then, when it says about doing individually... So what does that imply? It says women, slaves, and ketanim don't do zimun with them. But if in the but as a group on their own, noshim is fine. As a group on their own, avodim is fine as well. It sounds like ketanim as a group. No, that's right. That's exactly what Mishnah. I'm speaking out the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says. Seif Cotton, where is it? Yud Gimel, Avimzam Le'atzim, Roshus, yeah, and then he says, Kai Anoshim Avodim, he's referring to Noshim and Avodim, V'loya Ketanim, but not to Ketanim, the Ketanim La'abne Mitzvah, Ninu Lo'ima Shizam Le'atzim, because Ketanim is La'abne Mitzvah, and that doesn't, and they don't, even as a group on their own, they can't do Zimun. So Noshim as a group on their own, Kon Shulchan Aruch, you can, Avodim as a group on their own, can do Zimun, but Ketanim as a group on their own, don't do Zimun. Why not? Absolutely. Point taken. Absolutely. Okay, we'll be addressing this tomorrow, Mitz Hashem. It's a question. It's a question. It's a question. Yeah, so it's not mamash identical. Yeah, just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned that an oinein, we said a ger does a goy gomu doesn't do zimun. If it did admila v'tvila, he doesn't do. But if it's gone through the whole process, then it's fine. We learned that he can say avusenu as well. With regards to an oinein, we said an oinein doesn't count for zimun, and you can't. Doesn't add for Zimun because he can't make brachas on weekdays. We learned with regards to Noshim, Havodim, and Ktanim. Noshim, Havodim, and Ktanim, they don't join for Zimun. Also, Ktanim and Noshim and Havodim, they don't join because it's Pritzusa. Noshim on their own can do, according to Shulchan Aruch, and Havodim on their own can do as well. But they can't do Hashem. We addressed the Shaila of Noshim, and we learned that with regards to Shaila, that it's according to Shulchan Aruch, it's Rishos. According to the Gaon and other Rishoyim, and quoting Rishoyim, it's a Chayva. But certain the meaning is that it's a Rishos, and we've spoken that even that doesn't seem to be the well-established meaning.